NPR's Linda Wertheimer is with the John Edwards campaign in Merrimack this evening. Linda, John Edwards is hoping to build on that momentum that he picked up in Iowa. It looks like he's locked in a close race for third right now.
It doesn't appear to have been the bounce for him that it was for Kerry, and it's not going to be the same kind of good news that Iowa was. But some of the things that he did in Iowa also worked here to some extent. In the debates, he was very well reasoned in his arguments, persuasive. He's a trial lawyer, after all. I mean, this is a man who's made millions of dollars getting huge settlements for his clients. And if you have a theory, then he does, that voters are like juries and you can look into their eyes and persuade them, well, then he has had some success with that. He started out here with groups the size of juries, I have to say, but he very effectively built bigger crowds. And in the last week or so, he's really had quite huge crowds. He's a good-looking man, very expressive hands, allied to a positive message, uplifting. I think that the fair shake for the working people, the biography that his dad was a mill worker, all that stuff, you put that all together, you present it to the hard-headed New Hampshire voter, and what you get is, nice young fella, not quite ready. I mean, I think that's it.
Yeah, Linda, this has been sort of the kindless and gentlest week of politicking that we've seen, I guess, all season, with all the candidates toning down the rhetoric. Since John Edwards has tried to cast himself as the candidate who's kept above the fray, has it been harder this week to distinguish himself from the others in the pack?
I think that's a very good point. But I think that what we're looking at here was a duel between Kerry and Dean. These are voters who know both these men very well. They're next-door neighbors in both cases. And I think what many New Hampshire voters we talked to, and that's just about all I did, was talk to New Hampshire voters, the notion that their head was with Kerry and their heart was with Dean was right. People found Dean an exciting campaigner and Kerry a kind of a solid guy who would make a great president. Edwards, people mentioned him to me again today as a perfect vice president, or perhaps a perfect Democratic candidate he could bring in the southern states. I think you're right. He wasn't able to make a sharp distinction between himself and the others in this last week.
A candidate, I guess, viewed among some of those voters there as someone who's a bit ahead of his time.
I think that's right, and he's awfully good at it. I mean, he's a very talented person. He hasn't seen anything yet that he can't do, but apparently he's just a little bit ahead for New Hampshire.
Thank you, Linda.
I'm going to take this off.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer with the Edwards campaign in Merrimack.